interrupt this broadcast to bring you this important bulletin from the United Press. Flash, Washington.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast. The German news agency...
We interrupt this program to bring you a news bulletin from Washington. The White House has just announced...
Here is a news bulletin. Shots have reportedly been fired.
Here's another late development, and this news keeps coming in.
This is an NBC News hotline report.
Special report. Verdict sparks violence. National Guard...
secret testimony of the miserable souls who survived this terrifying ordeal. The incidents, places. My friend, we cannot keep this a secret any longer. Can your hearts stand the shocking facts of the true story of Joshua P. Warren?
From the land of the sky and to high strangers around the globe, this is Speaking of Strange with Joshua P. Warren.
And the world is becoming more and more insane every day. Hey, welcome to the program that gives you breaking news and insight regarding the paranormal and downright weird, where the unusual becomes usual. And we don't just discuss it. We go in the field to investigate. Here's one to get us started tonight from China. A young man in southern China decided to give his girlfriend a very special present for her birthday. Himself in a box. I know what you're thinking. No, not a part of himself. His entire body mailed to her in a large gift wrap box. Problem is, he didn't realize how long it was going to take for the delivery. There weren't many holes in the cardboard. And when the package arrived at her office and she opened it, he was, of course, unconscious inside. As a matter of fact, he'd arranged to have a friend there just to photograph the surprise, caught the whole thing on camera. Paramedics were called. They were able to revive him miraculously, and he said, hey, you know, I tried to make holes in the cardboard. It was too thick. I didn't want to spoil the surprise by shouting, I'm lucky to be alive. So, there you go. How romantic is that? Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, author of books like Haunted Asheville, How to Hunt Ghosts, and The Secret Wisdom of Kukulcan. I'm founder and president of Lemur Paranormal Investigations. My producer and engineer tonight is Mr. Hardwood Forrest Connor. Good evening, Forrest.
Good evening, Joshua. And you see, I arrived not in a box tonight. I'm here, conscious and breathing the fresh air.
Well, you know, it's a little bit early for this. It's not dark 30, but, you know, you thinking what I'm thinking when I read this story?
SNL skit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I have a little bit of a surprise for you, Forrest. I've been dying to tell you this. And, of course, I have here in the studio tonight, investigator Shelley Wright from Wright's Coin Shop. How are you tonight, Shelley?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, but I've had a very weird week.
We've all had a weird week.
And, okay, well, let's just tell Forrest what happened after the show last week, because he has no idea about this. Now, for those of you listening to the program, I want you to keep in mind that we obviously when we do this show, we get out of here late. Often we're a little hungry, and so sometimes we'll go to a restaurant, have a snack, go to a bar, grab a beer, something along those lines. Well, last week, After the show, we decided to do this, but you, Forrest, had to be up early the next morning.
Correct.
So instead, Shelley just decided to follow me to a local establishment. We won't say which one. And she wasn't sure of the way, so she was in her car following me.
Is it one over there by the water?
Yes, it is. It's near water. It's near a big bridge, as a matter of fact. So we're heading over some back roads, very secluded, dark back roads late at night. There was not another car in sight. So, again, I'm up ahead of Shelley, and I was rolling up on a stop sign.
It was raining, as I recall.
Not yet. Yeah, I think it started a little bit after that. Yeah.
Okay.
So I was rolling up on a stop sign, which is at the end of a bridge that goes across the French Broad River. And as I'm slowing down to approach the stop sign, I look up in front of me, and there in the road, sort of in the other lane, is this creature. Now, I know when I say creature, you're like, what in the hell is he talking about? Where is this going to go?
Right.
Let me describe for you what I saw. Well, first off, I tell you what, Shelley, you just saw me. Well, from your perspective, what did you see? You saw my car stop.
Your car was stopped, and I knew it was a stop sign, but you got out of your car, which was kind of strange because it's a very dark, lonely road, not someplace you really want to be walking by yourself, and you came back to my car, and then you told me what you did.
There in the road was what looked like a very large, muscular, stout canine that was coal black with glossy short hair. It was large, and it had a face that I can only tell you looked like a bat. And its eyes shined bright, bright white. Not red, but bright, bright white. And this creature, and again, my wife is a huge dog person. She's always watching dog shows, and she's always looking at dog stuff. I've never seen any dog that looked like this. I use the word dog because it's the closest thing I can give to describe it. Big, black, massive, muscular, dog-looking thing with a creepy, bat-like face and short, pointy ears and a snout, you know, a real significant snout. It looked at me, and then it just sort of waddled off toward the weeds. So I jump out of my car, of course. And when I got out of my car, the weeds were still moving where it had walked off toward the river. So Shelley's like, she rolls down her window and is like, what are you doing? And I said, there's some kind of creature I here in the
That's
road.
Exactly what you said.
And so I started walking over to where this thing had gone into the weeds. And I'll be honest with you, Forrest. All of a sudden, I was overcome by this sense of fear. Like, what am I doing? I shouldn't be standing out here with this thing right now. And so
I didn't question what you said. I grabbed my flashlight, I hopped out of the car, and I'm shining my light just like you are trying to find this thing.
Well, after, we had Nick Redford on.
That's
this
the
week.
Thing, okay? When this happened, I wasn't even thinking about the fact that like an hour and a half before, I'd done this big one-hour interview with Nick Redfern about people seeing these types of weird black dog-like creatures.
See, I thought about it, though. I thought
it wasn't until I got back in the car and we continued on our way that it hit me, and I was like, oh, my God. Because do you remember, Forrest, toward the end of the interview, I said something to him like, well, we know how synchronicity goes, Nick. Now that we're talking about this, somebody out there is probably going to see one tomorrow.
What do they do?
Yeah. And of course, as soon as I got home, I listened to the interview again. And of course, it was even eerier for me at that point because, unfortunately, you know, Nick said, well, it depends. You know, in some cases, it means something bad's going to happen. You know, you're going to die or somebody's going to die around you. But in other cases, it's a positive thing. If the dogs are helpful, they're bringing something good. It kind of just depends. So what I can tell you is this thing looked very powerful and intimidating, but I did not get a feeling of, like, dread from it. So I've chosen to believe it was a harbinger of something positive.
Okay, well, it's nice to know you're still here to talk to us.
Yeah. And really, you know, I stayed up the entire rest of the night. And even talked to Lauren when she got up in the morning about it, because I just had such a weird, unsettled feeling from seeing something like that. That, I mean, I've never seen anything like that.
I wish I'd seen it. I was intent on keeping my eyes on the road, because anybody who knows Joshua knows that he drives like a bat out of hell. And you really have to struggle to keep up, and my car handles like a boat. So I'm just watching the car, and I didn't see a big black dog thing.
So I was the only person who saw it, but I know where to set up traps if we want to try.
I'm excited.
So, you know, just keep that in mind. It'd be interesting to know if anybody else has seen anything like that. Of course, you know, I told you when we went to see the apparition, there were UFOs flying over the theater.
Mm-hmm.
And now here I go out after interviewing Nick Redfern, I see a black dog. Paranormal stuff is increasing.
I knew that was going to happen, though. While he was talking, I thought, you know, somebody is going to see one of these dogs. Somebody. It's going to happen.
So,
yeah.
Well, look, let me just go ahead before we get out of time here and we have to take our break. We're going to talk about a lot of weird stuff tonight in general. You know, 2012 is just zooming right ahead. Later this hour, we're going to have Missy Hill on the program briefly, and she's going to tell us about a conference that she is helping to organize that's coming up later this month. It's called the Star Knowledge Asheville Conference. We've been looking over the list of speakers, and all I can tell you is it's going to be a wild selection of topics. It's not your typical, oh, here's a ghost person, here's a Bigfoot person, here's a UFO. No, this is about opening the mind to other dimensions. Yeah. And she's going to come on, tell us a little about that. It's over the fall equinox there, the weekend of September 21st through the 23rd. Additionally, of course, September 28th, is when this new TV series debuts that I'm a cast member on the Travel Channel. It's called Paranormal Paparazzi. And so little by little, week after week, we've been trying to introduce you to some of the principal players, the other cast members on this show. And tonight, we're going to be joined by a man who I'm pretty sure is comfortable being called the original para-whore. His name is Scott Gruenwald. And he is a hoot. So the conversation is going to be everywhere tonight. You've made a wise decision choosing to spend your evening with us. When we come back, I'll tell you about something very bizarre that recently happened in, where was this? Somewhere in the UK. Weird, weird stuff. 2012 kicking in hard. It's the show where the unusual becomes usual, where we dig into the amazing, the remarkable, the extraordinary, the downright weird. Keeping you company tonight, it's called Speaking of Strange. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. The fun begins right after this. the show where the unusual becomes usual. Speaking of strange, I'm Joshua P. Warren. This song always reminds me of the summertime, and it's almost over, Forrest.
It is, unfortunately.
The fall is zooming very quickly toward us. It's going to start getting cool and crisp. And, you know, I like the fall, but to me, anymore, it just represents a lot of stress. Because I've just got too much going on in the fall. Halloween season kicks in, and I'm really, really, really busy. I'm busy all the time anyway, but it just becomes insane. So, yeah, it's nice to know maybe somewhere out there it'll still be summertime. Maybe I need another trip back to the islands, right in the middle. But anyway, this may be our last summer and fall. Maybe it's all going to end in December. Are you worried about that, Shelley?
Well, we might as well live it up now.
May as well, I guess. And if you're listening to the show tonight and you're near your computer, remember, you can go to speakingofstrange.com. And there's a live chat during the show, regular updates on weird news around the world. You'll find a link to the haunted Asheville ghost tours. Boy, those things explode in the fall. I mean, if you want to do one of these things in the fall, call us up, make a reservation. You know, we're going to be debuting our new Vampire and Occult Tour, October the 6th. We're doing some test runs between now and then. And, you know, if any of you are interested in participating in some of the test runs, go to hauntedasheville.com. You're going to be on one, right, Shelley?
Oh, yes. I can't wait.
That's all you wanted to say.
I just put me on the list.
She lifts her hand up.
I want to do
class.
It.
She has something amazing.
I want to go. I have a bunch of people.
I want to be on one.
I've got a bunch of people that are going to go, and we all tip very well.
Here's a phone number, 828-335-6764. Now, what if somebody says, I want to go with Shelley's group?
I don't even know when my group is going, but okay.
828-335-6764. Yeah, it's going to be huge. And then, you know, we're having the big paranormal paparazzi premiere party. Wow, say that fast, right?
Paparazzi.
The paranormal paparazzi premiere party on September 28th at the Wild Wing Cafe here in Asheville. It's 6 p.m. It's just open to the public, and I'm going to be there partying with everybody as we watch this show come on.
I'll be there.
There you go. Forrest, you going to be there?
I'm doing my best to try to get off to be there.
Okay. This, you know, the world is just getting weirder and weirder. And, you know, I mentioned UFOs, they're just becoming so commonplace now. Here's a story from the UK. Big group of witnesses were flabbergasted standing around a community, a borough, a few nights ago. And they were watching this, what they called a strange mix of multicolored lights that are darting all around the sky. They say that at times they were releasing streams of various different colored lights. And everybody who's standing there, one by one, has their batteries die on their phones and other electronics. In some cases, the electronics just stopped working, and then when these UFOs finally flew away, then they started working again. But they watched this, they say, from 8:45 p.m. until 9:30 p.m.
Wow.
So for 45 minutes, all these people are standing around in awe watching this massive UFO display. And but again, you know, it's very, very difficult to try to document these when everybody's batteries are going out. But, you know, of course, it's been reported, and nobody has any idea what these things are. So, and, you know, you see footage like this all the time of these weird lights. Nobody knows. Maybe the government doesn't even know. I think I know what they probably are. I think that they're the same beings that have been messing around with us for thousands of years. And they're getting ready to come back and become a little more interactive. That's what I think. I think that's what 2012 is all about. Conditions in the universe shifting enough so that it's easier for them to come back and interact with us. When the universe changes, it affects people mentally also. You get more and more people doing stupid stuff. And, you know, it's like we alternate on this program between just people doing stupid stuff and just crazy paranormal activity. Here's one from right down the road, Pickens County, South Carolina. A woman there has pleaded guilty to 2 counts of felony DUI, resulting in death, and 2 counts of felony DUI involving great bodily injury, because before she got in her car, she was huffing keyboard cleaner. Who thinks of that? You know, who even, I guess keyboard cleaner is, I'm not even certain what that is. I imagine
it's some compressed, like, air.
That's what I guess that's what I was thinking. It's just compressed air of some sort. Maybe it's got some kind of little antiseptic.
Something.
But, you know, a woman sees that and says, I want to breathe that. And then goes out and gets in the car, drives around. Now people are dead because of it. In Vero Beach, here we go, Florida, starting earlier and earlier all the time. A man there, he's in trouble. He punched a pizza delivery man in the face, quote, because he forgot the garlic knots, end quote. Let's see, 48 years old. And it was that simple. Garlic knots are, you know, they're like breadsticks, I guess, right?
Yeah.
And the delivery man told investigators that, you know, he said, I'm sorry, I forgot the garlic knots. And immediately, the customer punched him hard in the, right below the left eye. And it says the guy had a big swollen red eye. And then he went to the hospital after that, saying he had a headache and nausea. So, anyway, over garlic knots. They must be good. Here's one from Columbia, South Carolina. Police in Columbia are saying it was easy to find the suspect of an arson because, apparently, this 20-year-old guy, he decided to go to a car dealership there in Columbia. He set a pickup truck on fire. And while it was burning in the parking lot, he was sitting nearby watching the blaze in his vehicle eating a big jar of peanut butter. like he's at the movies. Except instead of popcorn, he eats peanut butter. They caught the guy easily. I mean, he was just sitting there enjoying his peanut butter. You know what that reminds me of? Reminds me of a guy that we used to know, Forrest. We won't say his name. I remember.
Well, are you thinking about the one time he came over and got a big spoon of peanut butter?
Well, it was more than that. I mean, it's like, this is years ago. A guy who was a friend of mine, not a good friend, but, you know, a guy I knew well enough to have over to my house once in a while. He came over to my house. There were about 4 or 5 of us hanging out. We're in the living room. At some point, this guy, he gets up and he walks out of the living room, and I figure he's just going to the bathroom or something. A few minutes later, he nonchalantly walks back into the living room, and he has in his left hand my entire, almost brand new jar of peanut butter with a spoon in it. And he's just sitting there, just helping himself, just eating my jar of peanut butter.
Ain't nobody's that good a friend of mine that's going to double dip in my peanut butter jar.
And I was like, what the hell are you doing? You really? Just ruined my peanut butter. Well, it's just,
I think you said, go and just take that jar with you.
I did. I'm not going to eat that now. His slobber's all in it.
Raised in a barn?
Yeah. Well, we could tell more stories, actually, about that guy, but we're up on a break. When we come back, we're going to turn to perhaps more enlightening conversation. I hope. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. We're going to have Missy Hill on the program. And Missy's going to talk to us some about this Star Knowledge Asheville Conference that's coming up September 21st through the 23rd. The lineup of speakers here is just incredible. Go to StarKnowledgeAsheville.com if you want to see what this is all about. And we'll get Missy's take when we return. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the program where the unusual becomes usual. Speaking of strange. P. Warren, you're listening to the program where the unusual becomes usual, speaking of strange. And boy, it's all accelerating this year, 2012, as we move along, rocketing now toward the fall equinox. And as I was telling you, there is a fascinating conference that will be taking place over the fall equinox weekend there, September 21st through the 23rd, the Star Knowledge Asheville Conference. And one of the organizers is a friend of ours, someone that you probably know well if you listen to this show. She is a paranormal investigator. She is a night vision enthusiast. She is a radio host now, as a matter of fact. We'll talk to her about that in a moment. Our friend Missy Hill, welcome to the show, Missy.
Thank you so much, Joshua, for having me on.
My pleasure, and congratulations on your new show. Tell us about it.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, the name of it is called Galactic Earth Fusion, and it's on Blog Talk Radio. It used to be that my regular schedule, I would air Fridays at 11 a.m., but now, since this conference, I'm just interviewing at all different times. Like today I had Trisha McCannon on, who lives in Atlanta. She's been on Coast to Coast various times, has a lot of different books, Dialoguing with the Angels. She's a clairvoyant and a historian and travels all over the place. And then I had a local girl on, Kelly Jones, who's an Ashevillian who is an Akashic record reader and also heads up a group called Akashville, which I thought was kind of cute. And I had Laura Magdalene Eisenhower on last Friday, who's going to be at the conference too, talking about the military-industrial complex, the Mars Agenda, chemtrails and timelines, and her partner, Dr. Dream, otherwise known as Mark Peebler, who does what's called a galactivation, which is a galactic activation where everybody kind of gets in resonance with the morphogenetic field through sound waves, because he uses gongs and tuning forks. It's just really cool stuff. So the way it started is I actually heard from my higher self back in June when Ron, my husband, was on a horrible schedule, which does not agree with this for his day job, where he had to go in at like 5 and 5:30 in the morning. So I spent a lot of time up at weird hours and meditating and things because I couldn't sleep during those times. And it was on a day that I had another leak in my back bedroom and bathroom in the other part of the house, and I had to move some furniture out for Habitat for Humanity to come, and I heard in bold, do the radio show now. And I had contemplated this back in 2010, but I kind of was afraid to put myself out there and do it. I've been, you know, you're usually the most critical of yourself, you know how that goes. You're, you know, everybody else thinks everything's great, and you just look in the mirror, and you're just real critical. So, you know, something about all that shifted. This is 2012, and I have a message to get out, and I just allowed this to come through those other multi-dimensional identities within myself that want to play in this third-dimensional field here. This information needs to get out. I'm a medium for it to happen. So that's just how it happened. And even all the technical stuff came through me because I have not been a tech person at all.
Yeah.
Which is kind of fascinating.
Well, what do you think is the gist of the message? What do you hear in common amongst all these people that you're talking to? What is the topic here?
Well, everybody is looking at, like, if you're looking at 2012 as a model, everybody believes this is not the end by any stretch of the imagination. This is a galactic alignment. Yeah, there may be some problems in the field, a few glitches to do with solar flares. Maybe you need to be prepared. I think you said it on one of your last shows. I can't remember if it was the last show or the show before, where people are becoming fed up with their political leaders, with their religious leaders, and all authority, and it's shifting from everything being outside to looking within now for the answers and less projection outside, that we need to become more earth conscious, more sustainable, less, you know, raping, pillaging the land, looking for alternative energies, and just going to another level. The veils are lifting at this time, so to connect with other dimensions besides just, you know, solar plexus or mental body or ego persona, personality, it's beyond that, and bringing those higher identities of, basically, I would call it future time, because dimension corresponds to time, to bring those into the now moment. So it's a positive event. You know, for people that haven't gotten it together, there may be negative events that are happening, but if you've been preparing for this, it's actually good. I'm not saying it isn't a roller coaster and there aren't trials, but everything actually is that is happening is actually good. I mean, for us, it's been a great year. Ron's had some issues with his mother because she's getting older, but for us personally, it's been awesome.
So now, for Star Knowledge Asheville, which is coming up again September 21st through the 23rd, and of course, we'll have links at speakingofstrange.com to that and your radio program, Galactic Earth Fusion, but how many people are speaking over a period of 3 days? Because this list is really extensive.
I really don't even know because they keep adding. Two of the other coordinators are Sienna Dearhart and Donna Spratt working together on this. And the one that heads it up, his name is Chief Golden Light Eagle, and he is from the Yankton Sioux Reservation. He is Lakota, and he's been doing this traveling for 17 years, and he heard from the star beings. And he really doesn't take much money for this, and he has an entourage. They're actually coming in tomorrow. And I've also had Grandma Chandra on my show. The reason she's called grandmother, even though she's only like 30 years old, she's totally disabled, but a telepathic being, is that Chief Gold Light Eagle said, this is my grandmother. So we've got them. I think there's like 20 of them. And we have some local people. We have August Worley, who's a sound healer. We have who else do we have? We have Jay from the Light Center. We have Hideo Izumoto, who does chanting and healing and some kind of energy work, acupuncture, with it's either copper or gold needles. We have James Duncan, who walked the Trail of Tears backwards and call it the Trail of Joy. I mean, there's just so many people. I'm interviewing somebody tomorrow. Her name is, what is her name now? She's a Maka Nupa, means two worlds, Linda Kota. She is a healer, holistic practitioner. I mean, it's a lot of people, and I don't even know how they're going to fit all this in, except that it goes from 9 in the morning to 9 at night, and I'm going to be there with my third-generation night vision goggles. Hopefully, we'll be able to see something.
This is just going to be wild. I mean, I think people could just sit there and just watch and observe and have a mind numbing experience, because this is going to be information overload. We've got just a few minutes before we have to wrap up here, but let me ask you, where is this going to take place, and what else can you tell people who want to know specifically how to get there and what they need to do?
Okay, well, first of all, it's we call it Star Knowledge Asheville because Asheville's on the map. So they can Google StarKnowledgeAsheville.com. They can go to the honored guests and speakers. They'll see Ron and I there, too, and they can get my Galactic Earth Fusion and my website, Galactic Event Horizon, from there, and anybody else that I've mentioned. It's actually at Camp Pinewood, which is in Hendersonville off of Four Seasons Boulevard behind the Outback, so it's actually in a kids' camp. And I know that pre-registration for just one day, I can't give you all the ins and outs of how much it costs and if you stay there, and, you know, there's going to be motels in the area too, and, you know, you can, they feed you and this and that. But for one day right now, it's just $71, and it goes up to $90 in a few days from now. So there is that. There's also a like page, a Star Knowledge Asheville like page on Facebook. There's a Galactic Earth Fusion like page on Facebook. And if they want to email me, my email is Hill, H-I-L-L, Knight, N-I-T-E, Vision, V-I-S-I-O-N, at gmail.com, HillKnightVision@gmail.com.
You know, I am currently I'm supposed to be out of town that weekend, but if there's any way I can be there, I'd love to be there and see some of this myself. But maybe we can at least have a reporter or a correspondent or somebody there, because this is just going to be an incredible experience for people around here in the year 2012. So, and especially since you're going to have your night vision stuff there, hopefully the weather will be nice and clear.
Hopefully the weather will be clear. Hopefully there's not too much moon, and I really don't know about light pollution because I haven't been there at night, which I'm going to do. We're going to move a crystal grid there. There's going to be a crystal grid. There's going to be a labyrinth. There's just so much stuff going on. Hopefully Mr. Mobius is going to go because we've discussed it, so I'm just hoping he's going
to
be
going. He would be the perfect guy to correspond on this. Hey, well, hey, give my best to Ron, and congratulations on all this, Missy. You're up to some great work, and it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. So good luck with this experience, and we'll keep touching base with you. Folks, Missy Hill, we will put links up at speakingofstrange.com, and this just sounds like 3 days of nothing but just an onslaught of just wild, mind-exploding personalities and information. When we come back, more strange stories to wrap up this hour. I'm Joshua Warren. This is Speaking of Strange.
Everybody knew that he made moonshine.
final minutes of hour number one on tonight's Speaking of Strange. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. Coming up next hour, we're going to chat with Scott Gruenwald. He is one of the cast members on the new upcoming Travel Channel series, Paranormal Paparazzi. And he and I had some just crazy fun times working together on this show. He's been in the paranormal world for about 10 years. And he has sort of a, well, it's a parody, kind of satire, paranormal web show called The Stew, The Paranormal Stew. He tells people don't watch it. It's a total piece of crap. But that just makes them want to watch it. And it is actually very funny. He's been on Paranormal Challenge, Ghost Adventures, and I'm pretty sure he is the creator of the infamous Parahor t-shirts. Have you seen these t-shirts, Forrest?
No.
Yeah, I know Shelley has seen one.
Yes, I have.
Do you own one, Shelley?
No, I don't.
And so we'll ask him about that as well. But Scott Gruenwald, he's a hoot. He's a funny, hilarious guy. His mind works a million miles per second. So he'll be with us next hour. And let's see, we've talked to Aaron Sagers. We've talked to Rachel Fine. Scott Gruenwald. Now we'll have to get Brandon Wellington on here and Julie Alexandria. Those are the main people that I directly worked with. So anyway... You know, the Mayans, of course, they kind of talked about things working in cycles. And that is what a lot of this 2012 kind of theory in general is based on, the idea that things happen cyclically. And here's one story that maybe you've heard about. A lot of people have been buzzing about this. There is some, well, what some people are calling evidence that has emerged that during the Stone Age, there may have actually been a zombie apocalypse. And that archaeologists right now, working in Europe and the Middle East, have recently unearthed what they think could be evidence of this. Apparently, they have found, especially in an ancient settlement below Syria, a huge burial ground, and each one of the heads have been detached from the bodies with the faces smashed in. And they're saying it appears that the bodies were actually exhumed, and this was done to them years after they were originally buried. So basically, one of the experts here, Juan José Ibáñez of the Spanish National Research Council, says it could suggest the Stone Age skull smashers believed the living were under some kind of threat from the dead. And perhaps they believed the only way of protecting themselves was to smash in the corpses' faces, detach their heads, and rebury them apart from their bodies. But they say one of the creepier things is that many of the 10,000-year-old skulls appear to have been separated from their spines long after the bodies had already begun to decompose. So they're saying, you know, if it was a ritualistic exercise, it begs the question as to why select corpses were chosen. All of the smash skulls were from adult males between the ages of 18 and 30. There was no trace of delicate cutting. It says it looks like they were smashed in using brute force with a stone tool. Nobody knows what all this means. Obviously, we toss this word zombie around a lot. It could just as easily apply to vampires or something like that. But, again, it's this idea that some have that there was a period in the past when people believed so strongly that the dead were coming back or were in some way possessing the behavior of the living, that they were compelled to go and desecrate these bodies. And even though we'll never know the circumstances specifically surrounding this, I suppose, it makes us wonder if this is something that can happen again, and maybe is in fact happening again with all these crazy stories that we're seeing. A lot of them regarding men between the ages of 18 and 30, as a matter of fact. They get naked and, well, we know the rest. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll start hour number two with Scott Gruenwald of the new program Paranormal Paparazzi that debuts on the Travel Channel September the 28th, 2012. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's a show where the unusual becomes usual. Speaking of strange.